Good morning, we are Maseches Kalayim in the ninth parak, and we are up to Mishnah Ches. So previously we discussed the different types of threads that would be included, the different types of materials would be included in the Isra of Kalayim, of Shatnez as we know it. And now we're discussing the specifics of the Tzemer Upishtan. We know there has to be Tzemer Upishtan, wool and linen mixed together. Mishnah continues and says, Mishnah Ches, Ein Isra Mishum Kalayim, Ela Tavoy V'arug. Unless it is, literally, tavi means it's spun, va'arig, and woven. She'namar, for it says in the pasuk, lois silba shatnez, a person should not wear shatnez. The word shatnez does not really have a definition that we know. The Mishnah understands that shatnez is just an abbreviation of the words shua, tavoy, v'noz. It is, shua means it's smooth, tavi means it's spun, v'noz means, now this is where it gets a little complicated. I don't want to spend too long on it, but basically it boils down to a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what this means. I'll try to present both approaches to you, and we'll go with the piers that the Rav takes. Rashi, shua literally means the process, again, just to get some back, but the process of making threads to weave something is first, you take the wool, you comb it out, to clean it out from anything, to make the threads smooth, then you'll take a few of the threads you have left, spin them together into longer threads. That's called the process of tavoy. You're spinning it. And then there's another process where you take a few of those threads, spin those together, mix it into a thicker and stronger thread that's workable, and that you can use it to actually weave. And then obviously the next step is you take all those threads, you put them together and you weave, you get a chassis v'erev, you get one goes the long way, and you have other ones which goes the shorter way, and then you make your beged, you make your garment. Now the word nose is not so clear which one of those processes it refers to. The Rav, the Bartanur, explains either it's the third process, which we'll call shazira, where you take a bunch of threads, you spin them together, or nose in this Mishnah refers to woven, that it's woven. So the first approach we'll go with is the approach of the Rav, the Shita of the Rav Bar Tanura, that the Mishnah is telling you that there is no Isra of Klayim unless, again, this is Midaraisa, Minatayra, there's no Isra of Klayim unless you took wool, you combed it out to make it smooth, then you spun it to make it into a thread, and then you took those threads and you spun them together with a few more threads, and now they're a thicker thread. If you take threads like that of wool and threads like that after that process of linen and you weave them together, that is bona fide Issa Midaraisa of Shatnez. The second approach in the Rav is that you're not chayav for Shatnez unless you've actually woven the threads together. We're going to leave that apart, because we'll see that according to most opinions, it doesn't actually have to be woven. You could tie it, you could connect them other ways. Now Rashi understands that you're not chayir for klayim unless you do this process with both threads. You go shua, you'll smooth out your threads, you'll smooth out your wool, you'll smooth out your linen, then you're going to spin your wool, you'll spin your linen, then you take the two of them together and spin them together, forming one thread, which is made up of both wool and linen together. Most of the Rishayim disagree with Rashi on this point because of the halacha we know by tzitzis. Tzitzis is written right near the mitzvah or the isra of klayim, and we learn from there that if a person's wearing techeles, real techeles, there's no isra of klayim if he has tzemer upishtan together in his tzitzis. Now, if that's the case, we have no raya to anything about having shatnez and tzitzis, because you don't spin together wool and linen to make tzitzis. You'll take a wool thread together with linen threads, you'll tie them together, but we don't find anywhere in the making of tzitzis where it has to be woven together. Therefore, most of the Rishayim disagree with Rashi's approach and says there's a chiyuv midaraisa. Even if you don't form one thread out of wool and linen together, merely weaving a thread of wool and linen together would create an isra of klayim. But everyone would agree that min atayra, in order for a person to be chayav on klayim, has to be smoothed out, then it has to be spun into a thread, then the thread would have to be spun with other threads to make it thicker, and then you'll weave them together. That's basically in a nutshell what happens in this Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, nolos, he uses the word nolos, umeilis es avin es avim shabash shemayim alav. This is the person who violates the iser of kalayim. So this seems to be a term of corrupting your relationship with Hashem. Hashem gave us certain mitzvahs and tells us how to deal with the world that He gives us. It's interesting in the iser of basar b'chalav, of mixing meat and milk together. It's Machlekes Rambam in the Chinuch. What is the ikar problem? We know there's an iser to cook it. We know there's an iser to eat it. What's the most important part of the iser? Is the iser of eating it the worst part of it? And the Torah said it's so bad to eat such a mixture. This is like a potion. Don't eat it. You shouldn't even cook it. Or perhaps cooking it. I believe that's the Chinuch's approach. The Chinuch says that Hashem gave us a creation of milk. He gave us the creation of meat. And He told us they are so terribly mixed together. It creates such a corruption of the materials that He gave us. Don't mix it. And even if you've already mixed it, don't eat it. Again, both are asa midaraisa. But again, this is a similar concept that Hashem told us. We may not understand the reason. We may not know the reason. But ultimately Hashem said, don't mix wool and linen together. And it says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, nolos umeilos es avim shabashmayim alav. The person who does mix it together creates this corruption, this corrupt relationship between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu.